When marine mammals are reported dead or injured around Kodiak, the Shunack Tribe's Natural Resources Department is on the scene. The team has disentangled sea lions and even organized necropsies or animal autopsies on three species of whales that washed up on local beaches in just the last year. Matt Vandale, the tribe's Natural Resources Director, says medical equipment for animals is expensive.
Prices of the tranquilizer that we use, they go up like all the time. Like, you think human pharmaceuticals are bad, like veterinary ones are just through the roof.
But now the department has secured over $100,000 from the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs to improve its ability to respond to these kinds of incidents. The funding opens a plethora of opportunities for the tribe, from buying supplies like tranquilizers to increasing monitoring projects and finding training opportunities. Vandale says it's expensive to get experts who know how to use the equipment properly to the island as well. For instance, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration brought in an expert from Hawaii to disentangle a whale near Unalaska about a month ago.
Training with that, you need supplies for that, bringing the disentanglement experts from Hawaii up here to give us more training.
Vandale says that's just as likely to happen in Kodiak, and it's important they're prepared when it does. He says he's also hoping to use the funds to locally monitor highly pathogenic avian influenza now that it's been shown to infect marine mammals.
It's only a matter of time before things like that show up here.
At least one Kodiak bear was found with a strain of avian influenza in late 2022. Vandale says other plans include a flight to survey coastlines and look for marine mammals this month. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.